This is CITR 101.9 FM. Good morning, and this was Shukshukta Radio. Actually, Malaku was filling in this morning for Worku in Ethiopian radio in Amharic. So welcome. We're now transitioning into Kol Nodedi, which means nomadic voice. And I've been away for quite a while now, since April 20th. And my goodness, I have missed this show. I really, really have missed my radio show and my music. But I've been gone for good reason, and that was Spain. And I've come back with much, much beautiful melodies here. And I have to say, I'm getting used to being back here at the station. There's always a few little surprises here waiting for me here. I have to say it was a challenge to think about how I would introduce today's show. I feel like I've been through so much new territory. You know, I'm sure anyone can relate to this. If you've gone on a huge trip, such a grand adventure, you never know where to start in terms of the storytelling. But I believe the music that I'm going to play today will reflect the landscapes that I've crossed over these few weeks here. And Spain is such a stunning country. Anyone would know if you've been there. It is just full of art at every level, everywhere. The architecture, the paintings, the metro stations are just full of art. There's Goya in the metro stations. There are fabulous murals and gorgeous graffiti all over the country. Miró, Picasso, the contemporary art. But most of all, for me, it was the music that just totally blew me away, and somewhat expected, of course, of Spain, but the music will speak for itself. So what I'm going to begin with is a set of music that is somewhat mixed classical music, classical that is including flamenco, so music of the Spanish tradition and classical music. And we're going to begin with Sevillanas. But before that, I'd like to thank my friend and my colleague here, Worku, who covered for me and took over my show. And I knew it was in good hands for the past 4 or 5 weeks. And so thank you to Worku for doing that for me. I greatly appreciate all your assistance with this. And well, let's get into it. Let's get warmed up here. Some Sevillanas. This is Sevillanas de Manuela. And a beautiful song called Yo Siempre Fui con Triana. And it's Pepe Roca. You're listening to Kol Nodedi Nomadic Voice on CITR 101.9 FM.
Manuela de mis amores, ole con ole yola. Manuela de mis amores, eres tú de noche y día, un jardín lleno de flores, ole con ole yola. Morena y maravillosa del rosal de Andalucía, eres tú la mejor rosa. Ole, con ole y olá. Tus labios tras la cancela son pa' mis entrañas mías, al igual que una candela. Ole, con ole y olá. Manuela, cariño mío, ole con ole y olá. Manuela, cariño mío, no me des parejinones, que sin ti pierdo el sentido. Ole con ole y olá. Te gusta verme encelao, suspirar por los rincones y después darme de lao.
con ole, ole, con ole, yola. Tú sabes que me enajena el notar son de los soles, ese olor a hierba buena. Ole, con ole, ole, con ole, yola. Al rocío con Triana siempre fui, yo siempre fui con Triana. Con Triana siempre fui, desde niño siempre fui, yo siempre fui con Triana. Y al llegar a la Jolí me bailo por sevillana. Porque al rocío se va, porque al rocío se va, con lirio y rosa temprana, la Virgen te escuchará si reza por sevillana. Y a la luz de la mañana ya estoy dentro del rocío y se escuchan las campanas. Déjame aquí, déjame aquí, quiero morir con Triana. Al rocío con Triana siempre fui, yo siempre fui con Triana. Al rocío siempre fui, con Triana siempre fui, yo siempre fui con Triana. Y a caballo me lucí con una guapa serrana. Suenan palmas a compás, suenan palmas a compás, palillos y panderetas. Qué delirio y majestad el paso de las carretas. A la luz de la mañana ya estoy dentro del rocío y se escuchan las campanas. Déjame aquí, déjame aquí, quiero morir con Triana.
So those are sevillanas, which are folk rhythms written in Seville, of course, and historically derivative of Castilian folk melodies. And typically, sevillanas have a relatively limited musical pattern, but it's the lyrics that are so rich. And they sing about country life, pilgrimages, virgins, and of course, love. And usually sevillanas are light and happy, and that's why actually I loved that beautiful one that I just played. We all like light and happy, but come on, let's face it, it's the deep minor notes that string the heartstrings. So that was, what I just played for you, was off of an album called Inolvidables. I can't pronounce that. Anyway, sevillanas. It's a compilation album featuring Miguel de los Reyes, Chana Lobato, and Pepe Roca. And it was Pepe Roca who was just singing that last beautiful piece. And actually, we're just walking through the little roadways in Seville, and I heard this playing out of a shop, and I knew that I needed to have this. It was that piece, too, that just really struck a chord with me. So that was Sevillanas. And so, as I mentioned, the set is dedicated to traditional Spanish music that includes some classical elements and also, also flamenco. By the way, Sevillanas are not traditionally part of flamenco at all. The Sevillanas are not to be confused with Sevillana. And Sevillana is indeed one of the genres, if I could say, or the types of rhythms associated with flamenco. That's Sevillana. What I just played were Sevillanas, deriving more from the classical Spanish tradition and not necessarily from flamenco music. So, however, what I have next is indeed some flamenco. Flamencas Geniales, it's a compilation album. What I did was have have a heyday in the market in Madrid, in El Rastro, where I went nuts and bought a lot of music and just asked the vendors, which everyone seemed to know, everyone seemed to be able to recommend the best musicians, and everyone in Spain, it seemed to have some kind of limited, though very, very solid bass, just being able to decipher what they were hearing on the radio, what they were hearing coming out of a restaurant. They could definitely identify the beats. They could say, no, that's not a Sevillanas, that's a Tangos. And I love that. There are people infused with the music. And that's what was so beautiful about Spain for me. So what I'm going to play next is La Paquera de Jerez. Now, she's the singer, one of the well-known flamenco singers. And a piece called En Tus Palabras Creí. Flamenco, what is so beautiful about it for me is the powerful and raw, yet all the while graceful movements and sounds. And of course, flamenco has its roots in Andalusian and Sephardic and Islamic and Gypsy cultures, although it's very difficult to pin down precisely the origins of flamenco music, because it was really born out of the cross-pollination of the cultures in Spain before and after the expulsion, the Reconquista. Actually, probably more the before the expulsion, because that was when actually the cultures were living together. Thereafter, it was mostly Christian Spain after 1492. In any case, let's listen to these beautiful pieces here. We'll begin with this flamenco piece of La Paquera de Jerez. You're listening to Con Nodo D on CITR 101.9 FM. I'd love to hear from you also. The number here at the station is 822-2487.
Dad!
We arrived in Granada, I believe, May 9th, something like that. We spent 3 nights there, and I have to say, Granada was absolutely a magical place. We landed there, and, well, we landed there, meaning we got off the train, and one of the first thing that we noticed was a poster in one of the cafes announcing an event. And this event was to be a legendary event featuring some of the hugest flamenco masters of all times, all collaborating, playing together in one night of music. And that night happened to be the night, one of the 3 nights that we were staying in Granada. And of course, Granada and Sevilla being the birthplaces of flamenco music. This was one of the most exciting events that I have ever seen. Of course, we made it to this. We did everything we could to make it to this event. And I've seen a fair bit amount of flamenco in my life, mostly though in Canada, in Toronto, in Vancouver, in Montreal. And flamenco is always, to some degree, stirring. This, however, did not compare to anything I had seen in the past. Tomatito was there, the Morente family, other huge masters. Now, it was a homage to one of the queens of flamenco, Lole. I don't know what her last name was. I cannot claim to be any kind of flamenco expert. I just love what I've heard, and I'm constantly wanting to grow in my knowledge of flamenco. This event was just absolutely spectacular, and I took several videos and a lot of pictures, many of which didn't turn out because it was dark, but the videos did, and at least the audio did, and I hope to transfer those and to be able to play them on the show in the following weeks. Anyways, this event started at about 8:30 at night, and we only got out of there at about 2 or 2:30 in the morning. And during the break time, all the masters were out in the lobby mingling with everyone else, chain-smoking under the non-smoking signs, and there was just music everywhere. I cannot even begin to describe how soul-stirring this evening was. In any case, I'm going to play some Bulerias next, because Bulerias was one of the beautiful, well, there's so much that was beautiful about that night, but one of the most powerful strains of flamenco that I heard that evening. So what I'm going to play is a Bulerias de Manolo Caracol, and it is by Faraón. Bulerias are fast flamenco rhythm, and you'll hear for yourself. So this is Bulerias, inspired by the event in Granada in the beginning of May 2008, one of the most beautiful flamenco events. Enjoy.
Ole, Pepe, asa, ole, gitano bueno. Eso bueno. ¡Asa! Cada vez que doy un beso a mi niña, se le pone la cara de la amapola, hasta ahora, los ritmos buenos. Yeah.
That was Faraón doing a Bulerías de Manolo Caracol. That was from an album Solia Bulerías that I got in one of the markets. This album features some of the big flamenco stars like El Camarón, Manitas de Plata, some of the big people here. Anyways, Bulerías are one of my favorites. Now, prior to the expulsion in 1492, Jews, Arabs, Visigoths, and Christians lived side by side, and they more or less coexisted peacefully for 1,000 years or so. And Spanish Jews once constituted one of the largest and the most prosperous Jewish communities under Muslim and Christian rule before they were expelled in 1492. And so for me, this trip to Spain was exceptionally personal and fascinating and eye-opening and spiritual, emotional, enlightening. And the second set of music that I'm going to play reflects the Jewish history in Spain. And, well, I guess in general, it was both completely thrilling to see and to witness the evidence of a strong Jewish presence in Spain. But of course, this was all the past. And so there was this lingering feeling that I had of loss and sadness. As beautiful as it was and as exciting as it was to see remnants of 12th and 13th century synagogues, it was also equally unsettling. Unsettling to be in their presence, because I knew that once my people flourished in this country, and this was most evident, I would say, in Toledo, which is a beautiful medieval town where once the Jewish community thrived. Specifically there, it was a strong center there, and it was stirring and unsettling to see, you know, the old barrio judío, the old Jewish neighborhood, and see the city pride itself on being a peacefully coexisting city historically. In fact, one of the only cities, or I believe the only city in Spain where Jews were allowed to own property. And so Toledo prides itself also now in its tourist sort of its tourist reputation as coexistence. So you see a lot of T-shirts and a lot of souvenirs with the Christian, the Muslim, and Jewish symbols. However, there really isn't much left except for an old synagogue that was converted into a museum. And so there's a sense of sort of a ghost town. Something like that. But nonetheless, it was very special for me to visit these places. And so I want to play some music reflecting the strong, the old, the rich, the ancient history of Jewish Spain, of Sephardic Spain. And so what I'm going to play is a piece from a CD that I bought in the old remnants of the 12th century synagogue, actually, in Barcelona, which is converted into a tiny, tiny museum with a tiny, tiny gift shop. And the CD is called Mashallah. And they are a group from Barcelona, and they play Sephardic music. They sing in Latino, sorry, not Latino, in Ladino, which is a Romance language, but derived mainly from Old Castilian Spanish and Hebrew, a sort of dialect of Spanish and Hebrew. And they sing in Ladino, Arabic, and a bit of Hebrew. Anyways, I'm going to play from Mashallah, and they're still, they're a contemporary group, basically, in Barcelona. So see what you think of them. This song that I'm going to play has Romanian and Moroccan roots, but it's sung mostly in Ladino. So this is Mashallah. You're listening to Kol Nodedi on CITR 101.9 FM.
Luz de Israel, háblame, vino, Padre. عليهم اجمع الأديان في الإنجيل والتوراة الصبر والقرآن في الكواكب والأشرار سلام السلام آية إبراهيم آية رليل الله قصة السلام يا رسول الله آية إبراهيم آية خليل الله قصة السلام يا رسول الله حب وسلام الإنجيل والتوراة الصبر والقرآن الكواكب والأشرار سلام السلام آية إبراهيم آية خليل الله قصة والسلام يا رسول الله آية إبراهيم آية خليل الله قصة والسلام
was Mashallah from Barcelona, a Sephardic group from Barcelona. And I just noticed here, actually, looking in the little pamphlet inside, that the vocalist there, the woman's voice you're hearing there, she's Canadian Spanish. That's interesting. Her name is Ellen Gould Ventura. And yeah, some very beautiful tracks on this CD. I'll be playing a lot of it in weeks to come. And because I love that piece so much, Cuando el Rey Nimrod, speaking about Abraham, our father, and because I love that song so much, I'm actually going to play another version of it. that is interpreted by Jana Levitova and Rudolf Merinsky from Prague. I believe I played this before, actually, on Kol Nodidi, maybe even a month ago or so. But anyways, I couldn't resist right now. It's always interesting to hear different versions of the same piece, different interpretations. So anyways, this is Jana Levitova and Rudolf Merinsky, also doing Cuando el Rey Nimrod.
Nimrod a campo salir, miraba en el cielo y en la estrellería, pido una luz alta y la prudería que había de nacer Abraham Avin.
اسمع عذبه من اغلى المعادن بلادينا وناس كتير طيبين وناس كتير مش من وناس تحب الجمال والقعدة وياك ناس بتضحك لك في وشك وناس بتضحك لك في وشك ويزنوا فيك للناس وناس 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 وناس
decided to play another song there from Mashallah. And what you just heard was Hija Mia, a Moroccan and Turkish rooted piece there. Really like this group here. This album was put out in 2006. Curious as to how popular they are in Barcelona. Who knows about them? Is it just the Jewish community? And or is it others? Very interesting collaboration here. They're Jewish and non-Jewish musicians here. Anyways, all celebrating the historic Jewish culture of Spain and how it absorbed and enhanced cultures, the other cultures that it lived with for so many years. So anyway, that was Hija Mia. Beautiful, beautiful Spain. What a beautiful country. With such a dark history, though. In any case, what was so impressive about this country is that it is so rich culturally. And it's not all stemming from the gore of expulsions and religious cleansing, I would say, I guess, but also the inspiration from the love stories and the nature as cultures, as so many cultures are inspired by the universal themes. And so what was so exciting about Spain, but particularly Barcelona, was how it continually paid homage to the past masters, for example, musically, the flamenco masters, the Sevillanas masters, the old way of singing, the tradition and the music, and constantly appreciating that, but also building on it, and always driving forward creatively and experimenting. So using some elements from the past, addressing it and appreciating, but constantly driving forward with experiment and with just completely new interpretations. And so having said this, I also bought some beautiful pop music in Spain. I'm going to begin playing, actually, wow, we're really running out of time here. I'm going to play a piece, a song by Isabel Pantoja, and she's not exactly pop, as in just came out this year, but she's been around for a while, but she's a popular contemporary gypsy Spanish singer. So Isabel Pantoja, I've played her on the show before. And I'm going to play a song called Si Tu Recuerdo. And then hopefully I'll have a chance to play a truly pop group who I discovered when I was in Spain called Camela. Also influenced by flamenco elements. And so definitely some fusion going on, but complete reinterpretation. In any case, let's begin here with Isabel Pantoja. This is Con Noredi on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yo a ti te quiero, ya me curé
de todas mis heridas. Ya se apagó la llama del deseo. No digas nada, amor, no digas nada. Ya no lo siento, no puede ser. Lo digo con tristeza. Quiero tenerte solo en mi recuerdo. Para mi amor, amor, llegaste tarde. Ya no lo siento. Y eché a volar como paloma herida. Intentando olvidarte. Y busqué en otros brazos aquel abrazo.
That was the grandiose voice of Isabel Pantoja, a folk singer and popular contemporary Spanish singer of gypsy origin. And that piece is called Si Tu Recuerdo. I loved those trumpets, were they in the background there, with a bit of a mariachi feel. I have to admit, I could do without the synthesizer. I don't understand this. Anyways, it's her voice that really captures me. She has the voice of a legend, that's all I can say. In any case, we'll stop here and continue next week with the pop music that I mentioned that I brought back from Spain, Camela and Amaral, two groups that I discovered while I was there, really hot and new stuff from Spain that I picked up in Madrid. There's a fabulous and completely musically infused adventure, and the next few weeks will definitely be inspired by it. So please come back. Col Nodadí is every Sunday from 11 to 12 in the morning. I'm your host, Danya, and thank you for listening again. See you next Sunday. Have a beautiful week. Goodbye.
En el jardín, mirándole crecer y oyéndole reír, y arreglarle la cama y acariciar su cara hasta verle dormir. Que sea tan feliz como lo he sido yo, y enseñarle a volar cometas de papel y contarle al oído lo hermosa que es la vida.